The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly's with me, News Talk's technology correspondent. She will answer your tech questions. WhatsApp them to us, 087-1400-106. But before we get to the questions, you've been following IFA. That's IFA, not the Irish Farmers Association.
No.
IFA in Berlin.
IFA in Berlin. Although one of the big stars of IFA in Berlin wouldn't be out of place within the Irish Farmers Journal, because there's been a lot of talk at IFA this year about smart houseplants.
Smart houseplants.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with it. Apparently, this is an industry that the indoor plant industry and market is going to be worth $11.38 billion by 2034, particularly in North America. And we know that a lot of people are living in spaces where they may not have plots of land or a greenhouse. So tech innovators have been trying to find a way to encourage people to have plants, but also grow them in smaller spaces. And one, I suppose there's three novelty things that caught my eye, which I think could be great. The first one is called Grovero Mini Grow, which was designed alongside some Michelin chefs. And the idea is that it is a small tray that allows you to grow your plants from within 6 to 10 days. So if you are looking to grow, whether it is basil or coriander or anything that you use in the garden, normally you have to, you know, grow them from seedlings, then put them outside and all the rest. And it can be a bit of a process. Doing it this method speeds up, obviously enough, that process. But it also means that you're not, you know, a slave to the calendar. You're not having to do things in season. You can keep your crops, whatever it is that you want to grow and harvest, coming around all year round.
And how do you monitor them? I mean, is there some sort of tech keeping an eye on them?
So there will be, all of these devices have apps that will give you input and output from your plants. Everything from the
water. I need water.
All of that sort of stuff, which as a plant mother, it is one of the biggest challenges we face. Not enough people talk about the struggles of plant mothers, but that is something.
Tell me about Hello Tomorrow Plant Pets.
Yeah, this is absolutely nonsensical, but it just made me laugh. These are robotic plant pots, essentially, that can make your plants dance. They can make them giggle. They can make a big loud noise if they need water, if they need nutrition or whatever it is. It makes like a bubbling sound if it's not enough, if there's not enough water in it. What you do is you put your plant in, then there are sensors that can talk to the roots and create a reaction from your plants. Utterly bananas, but I guarantee you I will absolutely try to buy one when it becomes available next year.
There's another thing called a Willow Sensor and Hub, which is about monitoring the happiness of your plant.
Yeah. So we have wearables, we have Whoops and Fitbits and all the rest. This is another sensor-based device that goes into the soil and directly tracks the temperature, the humidity and the water, and it gives your plant a happiness score. So you want to, it's kind of like a Tamagotchi. Tamagotchis were huge when I was a kid, and it would give you a little symbol to let you know how it is. So you need to try and make sure that your plant stays over 75%. There's more than 40 sensors in this device, which is just bananas. But it is, again, one of those things that I'm sure will be a sellout.
The Dyson, a new Dyson, which is the Spot and Scrub AI robotic cleaner.
Yeah. As we could have all predicted, AI featured prominently at IFA over the last few days. And this Dyson robot vacuum cleaner caught my eye because we're quite familiar with the sort of spherical robot vacuums that can go around your house. They can get under your couch. They can do bits and pieces. But Dyson have one-upped it by incorporating a mopping function as well. So you can have one of these spot and scrubs. It can do the carpets. It'll then know if it's on tiles or if it's on a wooden floor. It then uses AI to identify not only if something is a wet spill or a dry stain, it'll then go back and forth as many times as it needs to do.
Until it's gone.
Until it's completely gone. So it's eliminating multiple devices, because at the moment we all have, you know, mops and hoovers and all the
rest.
One
question, how much?
A lot of money. We don't necessarily have
everything Dyson is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, but it is interesting innovation. And I do think it is one, again, that people will go for, especially if you live in a small space and you need to cut down on the number of devices you have.
There's a Palma, a Books Palma, B-O-O-X Palma, which is an e-ink device.
Yeah, this is, it looks not a million miles away from a Kindle. So a black device with the kind of grayed out screen, and then the text appears as if it's e-ink. But they've added in 4G connectivity. They've also flip the design so it sits more comfortably in the hand. And there's now speculation that this could be the next big thing in the world of smartphones. We know that, you know, famous actors like Cillian Murphy, for example, says that he has his phone permanently set to grayscale. He doesn't want the bright colours. He doesn't want the red notification buttons and so on. I think this, or some iteration of this, could be the next big thing.
All right. Well, we'll have the new Apple big things tonight. We'll get more details. We'll probably talk about those next week. Questions? I've just changed my phone. I want to restore my old WhatsApp messages on my new phone. Any help?
Okay, this is something you need to do very, very carefully. So you need to, if you still have your old phone, you need to go into your old phone while connected to Wi-Fi, hit backup. Make sure everything is backed up. It could take a while if you have a lot of photos and videos. Then you download WhatsApp onto the new phone. You put in your number and it'll give you a prompt. Do you want to restore from backup or set up as a new? You hit restore from backup. Give it time. It will take time. But bit by bit, all of the bits and pieces will come back.
Two laptop questions. I'm looking to get a new laptop for everyday tasks like browsing emails and office applications. What would you recommend? Another one, the best good quality laptop for a new teacher who's doing an additional college course. So lots of material, no games, maybe a small amount of TV.
For both, I would say look at Chromebooks because the Asus and Acer Chromebooks in particular are fantastic. They're very affordable and they're the dream for the everyday tasks, but would also be able to keep up with the college work for the teacher. Also, a lot of them have really nice screens as well. So if you're watching Netflix or whatever, it will do the job. So look for Acer or Asus Chromebooks.
What is the best antivirus software for a laptop, and should I also get it for my phone?
AVG is a free one for your laptop. I don't think you need one for the phone, to be honest. There's a really good software, again, both on iOS and Android devices, really good antivirus built in, unless you are using it for business purposes, at which point talk to your CTO and perhaps your company has a subscription.
A question for Jess. What is the name of the smart plug that she has recommended?
Oh, so there's a few different ones. Now, I bought the one that I have from Amazon, but there you can get TP-Link ones. You can get ones that are Wemo. The one that I have is TAPO. So it's Tapo Smart Plug. You can buy them individually. You can buy them in pairs, or you can buy them in boxes of four.
Now, how many different controls do you have? I mean, for example, if you want to use it to switch on and off lights by plugging a lit plug, a lit lamp into the plug, and you can switch it off on your phone, I presume?
Yeah.
Now, can you switch four different ones on your phone?
You can. So the way this works is, so as I've mentioned before, I have a Google Home. So I have the Google Home app set up on my phone. You download the particular app for these plugs to begin with. You add them to your home network. From there, you can, it is predominantly lights or plugs. Or for example, if you've got the iron and if you leave work, and you think, oh my God, did I unplug the iron? You can see for sure because you can actually turn off that entire socket. So it's a good thing for peace of mind. But you can have as many as you want. I think I have a network of 8 of them on my phone at the moment.
Ask Jess if the Honor 400 Lite phone is a good budget phone, €250.
Yeah, Honor is. Honor actually won some awards at IFA this year in terms of their design and their value for money. So yes, absolutely.
That's all we have time for. Jess, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.